My name's Jeremy Searle. My job before I started volunteering was working in IT. I've been working in IT for 30 years as a project manager, technical person, basically, up until the end of July. I was made redundant at the end of July. And as well as obviously looking for a job and a new job, I looked around for a volunteering opportunity at the same time. The idea for volunteering came from when I'd been made redundant previously, about 15 years ago, and at that time I decided to do some voluntary work as well. I'd done something very similar, teaching computer skills to older people for a day a week, and I found it a very rewarding thing to do. So I looked around for something similar to do again. At the Pathway Centre, I come for a day a week for 5 sessions of an hour each, and we're basically teaching older people, senior citizens, a variety of computer skills. It can be anything from using the internet, Google, Facebook, using Word, Excel, different things for different people depending on what they want to get out of it, basically. I managed to balance the volunteer with looking for work fairly easily. All jobs are advertised on the internet, so I'm on the internet every day looking for things, but you can do that as and when it's convenient to you to do it, even on a day when I'm spending here. I've already been on the internet, for example, in the morning. In terms of what I get out of it, I think, firstly, it's an important thing to do. Everything is online these days. The world is an online world, and people who don't have access to that or don't understand it are disenfranchised, and they can feel left out. So I think it's an important thing to do. And also, it's rewarding to see people grow in their skills and their ability and their confidence. They can come in and not really understand anything about Facebook, for example, and you can spend a few hours with them, and then they're happily typing away and posting and this sort of thing. And that's, you do feel very well. You've achieved something. You've improved their lives. You've taught them something, and that's what I get out of it, really. There are a lot of changes between when I was volunteering 15 years ago and voluntary now. The internet was embryonic then. People didn't really use that. People were much more interested in really just using Microsoft Office, using Word to type letters, spreadsheets to do their calculations, do their budgets, write letters, that sort of stuff. Whereas now, although people still want that, the focus is much more on internet communication, Facebook, Google, shopping, all these sorts of things that we all take for granted. I think that with the economic situation it is at the moment, obviously there are a lot of people who have been made redundant for one reason or another and are looking for work, many of them in IT, which used to be a growth industry. And I think that a lot of them could do what I do and get as much out of it as I do. As I said, it doesn't interfere with your job hunting and all that sort of stuff. You can still do all that anyway. It is rewarding, teaching people new skills, seeing them grow and learn. That's worthwhile too. And I suppose also it's probably worth saying that on a personal level, it's something you can put on your CV. Because if you go for an interview and you've been made redundant, in the interviewer's mind, even if they don't ask the question, is what have you been doing with yourself all week, for sitting around watching TV? And if you can show that, as well as looking for jobs, you've been doing something useful and worthwhile, it can only count in your favour when you're looking for a job. It says something about you as a person to the company you're going to, which hopefully improves your chances of getting a new position. There are many volunteering opportunities out there. Some suit some people more than others. I was looking for something that related to the skills I had rather than just turning up and being a body somewhere, if you know what I mean. So that's why I selected that. That said, in terms of IT skills, it's not obviously seriously technical work or seriously complicated work. The skill level is something that you and I and most people will probably take for granted. The ability to use the internet, the ability to, create a basic spreadsheet. It's that sort of level of skill. So it's not something you have to be an IT guru to do. Pretty much anybody who can handle a computer on a daily basis would be able to do the same sort of thing.